I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the failed coup in 2016, Christians in Turkey have faced a spike in persecution. President Erdogan is using religious nationalism to unite Turkey under Islam, which is socially associating Christianity as treason. And as a result, the attacks have increased. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern shares about a recent attack.
On Sunday, the 4th of February, it was reported that a homemade pipe bomb was placed in the garden of Santa Maria Catholic Church in Trabzon. And the alarm was raised and the object was found partially burned and it hadn't exploded. It failed to explode, clearly. And it's noted that the incident coincided with the anniversary of the murder of Father Andrea Santoro of Santa Maria Church.
Windsor says pressures are coming from the government and society. So let's be praying for believers to remain bold in Turkey. And every year after Christmas, a team from SOAR International gets on a plane and flies to Russia, where they celebrate Christmas all over again through their Stuff a Stocking program. One of their stops is in St. Petersburg, where the outreach has grown from just children's homes to include detention centers. SOAR International's Joanna Mangione says on this trip, God had an even bigger surprise for the team at one of their stops.
Initially, we were under the impression it was a detention center. And when we arrived, we realized it was the police station, and we would be doing the distribution and the gospel presentation for the children of policemen.
This unusual meeting was made possible because of a policewoman who's been instrumental in the growth of Stuff a Stocking in St. Petersburg, and the team is praising God for his protection and blessings. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.